several documentaries. I fall asleep to my TV. Self-isolation is the key. A little hibernation sounds good to me. From behind my eyes, it's so serene. And all I have to do is dream. Don't you dare to judge me. I know you feel the same someday. Consciousness is overrated. We all die alone anyway. I feel joy, I feel comfort. Prefer to stay covert, and I'm the only company I need. I pour a cup of herbal tea, I light a candle, fresh and flowery. I take a sip of herbal tea. Self-isolation is the key. A little hibernation sounds good to me.
That was really good, and I actually was going to ask you a question about your guitar.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about where you got it and a little bit about it?
Yeah, I got it from the internet.
There you go.
But this is an Eastwood tenor guitar, and it's bright green, one of my favorite colors. And, yeah, it's a tenor guitar, and I tune it like a banjo. Because I actually don't really know how to play guitar, but I do know how to play banjo. So just kind of like rigged this up to work that way.
You told me that you got that from a bridge troll.
You're right. I didn't get it from the internet. That was another guitar I'm thinking of. I did get it from a bridge troll, but I had to solve his limericks, you know, solve his riddles.
Solve his limericks.
Well, give him. I had to tell him limericks and then solve riddles in order
sense.
To get the guitar. So, yeah. But she does have a name. Her name is Mommy's Little Monster.
So. Well.
Wait, sorry.
On that note.
The guitar or the troll?
The guitar. The troll's name was Gorgon.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
I sent it off the rails. That's my fault.
Greg, tell us about your guitar. For our listeners, it actually does have a hole in the front, which
this is my Willie Nelson special. I have an acoustic guitar that has the normal hole, the sound hole, and then it also does not have a pick guard, so I have worn a hole into it. This was the a high school graduation present from my parents. In 19, and
same year I graduated.
Yeah, it was a really long time ago, and I've been playing it every single day for a really long time, and I've destroyed it. And yes, it's a testament to my longevity. Still here, baby.
Still kicking.
Well, we've got time for some more music. Would you like to play us another song?
Cool. Yeah.
I will.
I'm good. No, I'm just kidding. Can't Escape?
Yeah.
All right. This is a creepy song called You Can't Escape.
Heart is racing, your breath getting short. I'll hunt you, baby, and I'll do it for sport. You can't escape my love. I'm putting out the bait, I'm
setting a trap. And you look just like a little snack. Oh, you can't escape my love. No, you can't escape my love. You'll get wound up, safe and sound up in the web that I spun you into. When you struggle, I will cuddle near and still. Just admit, dear, and your fear will let you go. And all you know is you can't escape my love. No, you can't escape my love. Now that we are intertwined, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine. You can't escape my love. Just a taste and I can't get enough. You're so cute, I could swallow you up. You can't escape my love. No, you can't escape my love. You'll get wound up, safe and sound, up in the web that I spun you into. When you struggle, I will cuddle near still. Just admit, dear, and your fear will let you go. And all you know, you feel it deep inside your bones that you can't escape my love. No, you can't escape my love. No. Can escape.
This is WFHB, and you're in the middle of a Firehouse session with Kirsten Peckham, ahead of her performance tonight at the Orbit Room. Kirsten, your lyrics often have a strong narrative arc, whether it's love, heartbreak, or a quiet moment of reflection. What's your process when it comes to songwriting, and do the words or the melody come first?
Oh gosh, it kind of just depends, really. And actually, Greg and I do a really amazing songwriting exercise. So every 2 weeks, we are obligated to write a song. And then, you know, every 2 weeks, we have a little Zoom meeting. And we have listened to each other's songs, and we kind of critique them. And I have found that to be, like, so valuable.
Almost invaluable.
Invaluable. And we've been doing it for such a long time, so that definitely helps with the songwriting process.
I call it an accountability partnership.
Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes I mess up and cancel on you, I'm sorry.
And I never.
You never do that, ever. You're a sweet little baby angel.
It's true.
But then, you know, like, sometimes something will just pop in my head, like, maybe a melody pops in your head, and then the music kind of comes first, and then you write the lyrics after. Or there's like an idea that you specifically want to write about, and then a lot of times the lyrics come first, and then you like create the music around that. So it really just depends for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on what my little brain is doing.
Where can listeners find your music online?
Our newest album is actually streaming on all platforms, so anywhere you listen to music, you can find it.
Go to Bandcamp. It's better for artists. Delete
your Spotify and go to Bandcamp. The name of our most recent album we released last year in June, it's called The End Is Nigh. That's where a lot of the songs that we'll be playing tonight are
recorded right here in Bloomington, Indiana.
At Noisy Chairs Studio.
It's true.
This guy right here runs.
It's mine.
So if you want to record music, hit up Greg at Noisy Chairs.
Yeah, give me a call.
It's only like a block from the station here.
It really is.
That's right.
We're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got time for at least one more. Do you have another song for us?
Yeah.
Let's do it honestly, right?
Yeah, let's do it honestly. Yeah.
Let's do it.
A message for the whole world. Just it's easier to just be honest about stuff, you know? No need to lie.
This is going out to the whole world, too.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you, whole world. Okay.
Especially Jared.
I start?
Mm-hmm.
had the courage to jump from heights, but you couldn't even face me with the truth. And I was sure that you would lie the moment the idea was introduced. You think me so obtuse. When you do it next time, just take a tip from me. You should do it honestly. Now I am what I am, and it's okay if I am not your perfect peach. But telling truths is easier than wasting time concocting faithless speech. Your point was overreached. When you do it next time, just take a tip from me. You should do it honestly. You act like you're protecting someone else, but in the end, the only one you cover is yourself. And I think you knew that well. So when you're looking back on this, I hope you know you took the easy out. Because it wasn't you who was confused and left alone with your self-doubt. Oh, what's that all about? When you do it next time, just take a tip from me. You should do it honestly. You should do it honestly. You should do it honestly.
Beautiful. Thank you. Do you want to try to have one more song?
Do we have time for it? We can break the rules,
I think, if you want to play one more.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's do it.
This is called Got Your Back. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, honey, don't you cry, won't you put your hand in mine? It won't be this way for all your life. 'Cause I've seen the future and I can tell you too. Nobody knows what it's like to be me and you. Well, your daddy's gone and your mama's far away. I know you're trying to fill that empty space. Pattern in your brain. I'll help you to unlearn the things you learned today. I got your hair, your teeth, your shoulders, and your nose. I got the same green eyes you had since you were born. I got the qualities you love and that you lack. So, honey, you can trust me. I got your back. Stand outside the window looking in and wonder what it feels like to be them. A black sheep still delivers precious wool. The thread still unravels no matter which end you pull. I got your lips, your ears, your fingers and your toes. I got the same big heart that shines so bright it shows. I know where you've been 'cause I walked on the same track. So honey, you can trust me 'cause I got your back. So honey, you can trust me. I got your back.
Awesome. Thank you both for your time and for your talent and for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. This is always so much fun.
We love WFHB. Best radio station in the world.
Absolutely.
Fight me.
That was Kristen Peckham. We're live in the studio, and you can catch her tonight at the Orbit Room, Doors at 6 p.m., music starts at 7. It's going to be an unforgettable evening. To hear more from Kristen and follow her musical journey, be sure to check her out on Instagram at Kirsten_Peckham_music and keep an eye out for her upcoming releases. A big thank you to our WFHB team, General Manager Jar Turner, Music Director Abby Nerozzi, our engineer Jared Coyle, DJ Gus, and of course, thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music. I'm Spence Taylor, and this has been a WFHB Firehouse Session with Kirsten Peckham. And now, back to DJ Gus in the Air Room. Take it away.